Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to She Reigns. Today's episode, I'm talking about building a brand that goes beyond logos and pretty aesthetics. I'm talking about creating a brand that becomes a beacon, a brand that is backed by people, a brand that is backed by purpose, and a brand that is backed by power. This isn't about building a successful business. This is about crafting a lifetime of a legacy. And if you're in my world, if you're tuning into this podcast, you are not here to play small. You're not just another coach or another service provider. Those terms are too small to fit your genius, and we both know it. You are the woman whose name is going to be written in history. The one who knows she's meant to shift culture, to leave an impact that sticks for a lifetime. And so that's what we are talking about today. Today, we're going to clear up the misconceptions around what it means to build a brand. And I'll give you actionable, tangible steps to create a brand that speaks so deeply to the soul of your audience that they feel seen, understood, and compelled to be a part of your world. So you can jump off this episode and go implement and create magic. There's a misconception out there that a brand is just a pretty logo, or it's having cohesive colors or beautiful fonts or a catchy slogan. But let me tell you, a real brand is a movement. A real brand is an experience. A real brand is a universe. A real brand is a story that goes beyond what the eye can see. A real brand is connection. It is the way people feel when they interact with you. When you build a real brand, people are not just buying a product or an offer or a service. They are investing in an experience. They're investing in a community. They're investing in a transformation. They're investing in an identity shift. This is what happens when you build a real brand. You become the woman whose brand becomes an anthem for her people. They're not just engaging with you and liking your posts and watching your stories. They are obsessed with what you represent, with what your brand stands for. And that is where your work starts to echo in ways you can't even measure. Because when your brand is rooted in people and not just pixels, that is when it becomes unstoppable, because it is backed by people. And when I say backed by people, I'm talking about creating a brand that has a community in love with your mission. These are the clients who aren't just following you for inspiration or tips or free education. They are bought in. They are bought into your vision. They are the ones who will be shouting your name from the rooftops, sharing your message without hesitation. They are the ones who will be buying at premium prices, not because of a discount or because of bonuses that you have added, but because they see and feel the value in you. They look at your brand and they see a big vision, they see a big picture, and they say, I love that, I stand for that, I'm going to join you on this journey. That is the power of building a brand that's backed by people. Because when you have that, you will always be a thriving brand. Let me give you an example. I have clients signing on for 12-month packages with me, even after I more than doubled the price point. Not because they need a deal, but because they know that what they gain from being in my world is beyond what they'll find anywhere else. They stay in my world because I have built a real brand, because they know this brand is backed by a purpose, it's backed by people, and it's backed by power, and it's backed by a commitment to their transformation. And I want you to imagine what that would look like for you. Your audience seeing you as their North Star, the solution that they've been looking for. This is what happens when your brand is deeply rooted in the soul of your people. This isn't about creating a message that sounds good or spicy content. It's about crafting a message that resonates because it is backed by conviction. The people who will invest in you, who will see your worth and commit to it long term and pay you your prices even when they double, they're waiting for you to create a brand that reflects your true genius. And right now, you are watering down your messaging. You are holding back from showing your full genius. You are worrying about being too much. So you stick to Canva templates, you stick to basic colors, you dilute your messaging, and you think, maybe this will be enough. But it's not enough because it's not you. Your brand should be so aligned with your voice and your identity and your mission and your vision that there's no doubt that it's one of a kind. So let's get tangible. When I work with clients, we dive deep into their zone of genius. And then we build a brand that amplifies that and their message to go beyond surface level. This is what makes you not just another option, but the only one in your space. And that shows up in every word, every visual, and every interaction of your brand starts to become a reflection of what you're here to create. Not just a business, but a full-bodied movement and a high-end brand. So let's get specific. I want you to grab a piece of paper, grab your journal, pull up your Google Docs, whatever you have, and let's dig into this. I want you to ask yourself, who are the people my brand is here to serve? And I mean truly serve, not your current followers, not who's currently in your world, not who's currently watching your stories, not who's currently reacting to your Instagram posts, no. Who are the people that your brand is here to serve, and I mean truly serve? Who are the ones who will light up when they see what you're doing? Who are the ones who will feel like you're speaking directly to them? Who will believe that what you offer will transform their lives forever? Once you have that, I want you to go deeper. What are their dreams? What keeps them up at night? What have they been waiting for? Searching for that they'll only find in your world. And I want you to write down these specifics because this is where you find the soul of your brand. And now that you've uncovered the heartbeat of your audience, I'm gonna break down these four pillars. These are the keys to creating a brand that becomes your movement. You have your offer, your messaging, your aesthetics, and your identity. Your offer suite should be so aligned with your genius that it practically sells itself for you because it's so embodied. Because only when you do that, when you have a signature offer suite that is an embodiment of your genius, you will not need to lower prices, you will not need discounts, you will not need to stuff your offers with bonuses to make them more appealing. Instead, when you craft your offer suite from a place of conviction, the same way I do when my clients sign up for $8,000 to $25,000 packages to work with me because they know I'm the only one who can give them these results in the way that I do them, in a way that feels aligned with them. So I want you to make sure that your current offers represent the highest value of what you can deliver, and the right people will see it. The second pillar is messaging. This is where you truly stop watering things down and throw the good girl shoes out the window. This is where I'm calling you to move from safe messaging to something that feels like a powerful statement every time. And by that, I mean your posts linger in your audience's mind long after they scroll. It should be so deeply you that when people read it, they think, oh my God, she's in my head. And that happens when you own your story, when you own your results, and you own your genius. And you speak with authority because this is what gets people to say, I'm ready, send me the link. That is what happens when your messaging is aligned with who you truly are and who you're here to call in. The third pillar is aesthetics. The power of visuals is more profound than most people realize. Why do you have an iPhone and not a Samsung? because of the brand. And a big, huge part of that is their visuals and their aesthetics of the brand and the products themselves. This isn't about looking pretty or sleek. This is about your brand radiating high value and luxury. This is why clients pay premium prices to work with me, because I have created aesthetics for my brand that communicate high value, high end, and powerful. So when people see your brand, they should immediately feel that they're stepping into something expensive, something extraordinary, something one of a kind. And lastly, your identity. Your brand's identity should be rooted in something bigger than a trendy look or a color palette that you found on Pinterest. I want you to ask yourself, what's the legacy I want to leave behind? And if you're worried your current clients might drop off as you evolve and as you start raising your prices, I want you to remember that you're evolving to attract the ones who are a perfect fit for this next level. Your brand's identity should represent who you're becoming, not just where you've been. When your identity is set, you'll attract clients who are willing to invest because they want to be part of your mission, part of your brand, not just your offer. When I talk about these transformations, I'm not speaking in hypotheticals. This is real. This is why my clients are getting featured in Vogue, why my clients are more than doubling their income within a month of working with me, why they're signing high-ticket clients, because their brand exudes that premium feel. And this is what I'm here to do for you. I am not for everyone, and that is by design. I only work with visionaries, with women who know they're meant for greatness and they're ready to show up as the incredible woman that they are. So if you're ready to stop being an option and start being the only option, you're exactly who I'm speaking to. This is what it takes to build a brand that isn't just a business, but a full-bodied movement. A brand that becomes synonymous with excellence, with conviction, and with change. Because that is what it takes to build something unforgettable. Your brand and your genius has the power to change lives, but only when it's rooted in who you are. When you step up and you create from that place of deep alignment, you are unstoppable. And I'm here to show you how to make it happen. So if you felt a fire, ignite listening to this, share it, and let's start a wave. Because when women like us step up, we change the game forever. Until next time, keep taking up space, keep claiming your place at the top, and let your brand speak volumes and disrupt the industry. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.